Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Speaker, a couple of lessons I learned in the Army were you move to the sound of gunfire, and the most important step in the troop leading procedures is to supervise the execution of your orders. When Americans were fighting for their lives in Benghazi, Barack Obama did neither. He sent no quick reaction force, and he didn't even stay in the Situation Room to supervise the execution of his orders. We expect more from lieutenants in the Army than our president gave us that night. For 2 years, he's covered up this failure of leadership by stonewalling. Not anymore. We will now get to the truth. But what do our colleagues on the other side of the aisle say to this? They express great outrage at politicizing this matter. When I was leading troops in Iraq in 2006, men and women who were being shot at and blown up by Al-Qaeda, where was the outrage as they fundraised endlessly off the Iraq war? Where was the outrage as they viciously attacked our commanders? Where was the outrage when they said that soldiers were war criminals? Where was the outrage when they said the war was lost? Where was the outrage when they said that only high school dropouts joined the Army? Forgive me if I don't join my Democratic colleagues in sharing in their fake outrage. 4 Americans lost their lives that night in Benghazi. They deserve justice. The American people deserve the truth. One other lesson I learned in the Army is we leave no man behind, and we will not leave these 4 men behind.
Thank you, Jimmy. We will not waver in our commitment to see that justice is done for this terrible act in Benghazi. And make no mistake, justice will be done. That was the President of the United States over a year ago. We're investigating exactly what happened, but my biggest priority now is bringing those folks to justice. That was the President of the United States over a year ago. No one has been arrested. No one has been prosecuted. No one has been brought to justice. We don't even have access to the witnesses. You and the media were good enough for my 16 years as a prosecutor not to tell me how to do my job. And so far in Congress, y'all have been good enough not to tell me how to do my job. I'm not telling you how to do your job. But I'm going to ask you some questions, and if you can't answer these questions, then I'll leave you to draw whatever conclusion you want to draw about whether or not the media has provided sufficient oversight. Can you tell me why Chris Stevens was in Benghazi the night that he was killed? Do you know? Does it bother you whether or not you know why Chris Stevens was in Benghazi? Do you know why we were the last flag flying in Benghazi after the British had left and the Red Cross had been bombed? Do you know why requests for additional security were denied? Do you know why an ambassador asking for more security days and weeks before he was murdered and those requests went unheeded? Do you know the answer to why those requests went unheeded? Do you know why no assets were deployed during the siege? And I've heard the explanation, which defies logic, frankly, that we couldn't have gotten there in time. But you know, they didn't know when it was going to end. So how can you possibly cite that as an excuse? Do you know whether the president called any of our allies and said, can you help? We have men under attack. Can you answer that? Do any of you know why Susan Rice was picked? The Secretary of State did not go. She says she doesn't like Sunday talk shows. That's the only media venue she does not like, if that's true. Why was Susan Rice on the 5 Sunday talk shows? Do you know the origin of this mythology that it was spawned as a spontaneous reaction to a video? Do you know where that started? Do you know how we got from no evidence of that to that being the official position of the administration? In conclusion, Congress is supposed to provide oversight. The voters are supposed to provide oversight. And you were supposed to provide oversight. That's why you have special liberties, and that's why you have special protections. I am not surprised that the President of the United States called this a phony scandal. I'm not surprised that Secretary Clinton asked, what difference does it make? I'm not even surprised that Jay Carney said Benghazi happened a long time ago. I'm just surprised at how many people bought it.
Generally, the Constitution is a charter of negative liberties,
says what the states can't do to you, says what the federal government can't do to you, but it doesn't say what the federal government or the state government must do on your behalf.
Fat on a rough road, riding high.
You didn't build that.
Through the mountains climbing, twisting, turning further from my home.
Shut up your mouth with Obama. Shut up your mouth with Obama.
Be young, like a new moon rising, fear.
I've got a pen.
Through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown.
Yes, we can.
And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive, I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I was born free.
And I've got a phone.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Like the grandest canyon, wild, like an untamed stallion. If you can't see my heart, you must be blind.
What difference at this point does it make?
You can knock me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
I've got a pen.
Anti-government, anti-science, and anti-Obama. They have a trifecta.
Good morning, shipmates, and welcome to the program. I'm your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we have 975 days, 14 hours, 52 minutes, and 23 obnoxious friggin' seconds left of this goddamned Obama nightmare. And then we gotta go to work and unscrew it all. But until then, we must be dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom regardless of that cost. Now remember, shipmates, freedom ain't cheap, but we can afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot afford. You want to be a part of the program today, 646-716-7978, or you can join the captain's chat room. You know it as well as I do. As long as there's one stinking liberal on planet frickin' Earth, it's a very, very, very busy news day. Well, again, as always, no exception, there's still lots and lots and lots of very evil people out there that are just desperate to take away your freedom. So we must lift our jib and get this freedom ship underway. We're officially underway and headed out to sea. Bosun mate, shift colors. Okay, before we get into the scuttlebutt of the day, I've always got a before we get into things. Can I ever just get into things? Hell no. I've always got these pre-things. Like a pre-brief. I never understood. You need a goddamn brief before you have a brief. And then you got to have a post-brief and a pre-post-brief. Oh, Jesus Christ, just get to it, will you? All right. Again, I can't leave this girl alone, and I'm not about to. Justina Pelletier is not at home with her family. Yes, there's a picture going around of her out there in the zoo, which is great. I think it's a good start, but it's not a good start. It's one of those kinds of things. A good start would have her at home and to see a real doctor that cares about her and wants to get her better and doesn't want to lock her in a room by herself because all of her illnesses are just in her head. Well, I think a lot of these illnesses are the people that put this girl into this goddamn torture camp is all in their head. They need help. They need to be locked in a goddamn room. Every one of these people that did this, every single one of them, that's the kind of punishment I like to have. And as far as, you know, the death penalty, life in prison, and all that, you know, if somebody murders somebody in your family, me personally, screw the judge. The only time the judge should step in and say, okay, look, he just stole your son's bike. He does not deserve to get the death penalty. So you gotta have somebody in there to keep it within the law. But somebody murders your family, rapes your daughter, rapes your kid, whatever. That punishment should come up to you as the family. You've got a perimeter. You can either get life in prison without parole, or you can give them the death penalty. Well, it should be up to the family, not the goddamn judge. That's what I'm saying. Enough of this crap. So every one of those people that were complicit in any way, I don't care what it is. If you knew this crap was going on and you turned your goddamn head and made damn sure that you didn't look at it, you didn't do anything, you didn't say anything, you're just as guilty. You allowed it to happen. You should get the same punishment that she got. Lock them all in a goddamn room. No medical attention. They can't see their family. Nothing. The exact same thing that she went through, these people need to go through. Because once we get her home, finally, and the goddamn government can stay out of their frickin' lives, which, I mean... There are still tens of thousands, maybe quite possibly hundreds of thousands. I don't know. We don't know. Nobody knows. But the number is far too many. There's other children just like Justina. Justina is not an isolated incident. This is not isolated. This crap is going on. And it's ridiculous. We're not like this. What kind of people are we, for Christ's sake? I'm sorry, but this is no. This is something that no. The public should be a lot more outraged. Yeah, I know what's going on with the VA. You're goddamn right. Good. I'm glad the public is outraged over this. And this administration is getting its butt chewed by both sides, and good. All I can say is it's about frickin' time. But this is equally important. It's still people. People are people, for God's sakes. You shouldn't have to fit into the right frickin' class in order to get treated like a goddamn human frickin' being. I mean, what are you, kidding me? What are you, nuts? This isn't us. It's not me. I don't want to live in a place like this, man. This is goddamn ridiculous. Everybody's got to be in the right group before you can get anything. You're not in the right group? Well, you can't really get Obamacare. Well, you can get it, but it's going to cost you gazillions of dollars. Yeah, but how am I going to eat? Well, it doesn't matter. At least you got Obamacare. You can get that free abortion, because that's all important. That's all this goddamn Obamacare crap is, man. It's all about the abortion. And contraception. I mean, I'm just... Jesus Christ almighty. Look at all the gazillions they could have saved. They'd have just handed out rubbers. Or the pill. Oh, Sandra Fluke, speaking of pills, God damn it. Well, we'll get into her later. Right now, let's stick with Justina for a minute here, will you, huh? That's what happens with these goddamn liberals. They get you blasting off into Deep Space Nine. Jesus Christ, you can never get yourself back. I mean, there's so much. I mean, the web is so, can't help but bump into something. And you got to talk about it because it's all important. What they're doing to the veterans is, yeah, goddamn right. That's important. That's ridiculous. I'm glad the public is outraged, and I'm glad this administration is, you know, maybe they're going to finally do something, maybe catch on. Again, this is not just an Obama thing. It's not a Democrat thing. This is a goddamn government thing. George Bush screwed up with it, too. They all did. Nobody gives a damn about the veterans. They did that same crap to some of these guys in Vietnam, too. Not quite as bad as what they're doing now, but, I mean, God damn it. I don't understand. These are people. We don't do that to people. What kind of frickin' society? I mean, all you liberals out there, peace and love and love and peace and all this. Where the frig is it? Show it to me, goddammit. Stop telling me you got it all and frickin' show me. I want to see it. Peace and love. Your ass. Shut up. of what they're doing to kids. I mean, these are kids for crying out loud, man. I mean, I'm not saying it's okay to do to veterans. I'm not saying it's okay to do to anybody. What I'm saying is these are kids, man, for Christ's sake. Prisoners are getting better goddamn care than our veterans and our children. I mean, what the hell? This is the change that you voted for, is it? Huh? Do you like it? Yeah, it's fun, isn't it? But there still are going to be rallies until this girl, Justina Pelletier, is sent home with her family. And now we got to get to work. We got a lot of work to do. There's still thousands of kids, man. I wish the goddamn media would cover this crap. God damn it. I mean, this is an epidemic, and they're making money off the taxpayer. The more kids they get, well, they get a bonus, man. They get more money. So there's an incentive for these people to kidnap your kids. And since, well, they're a government agency, you can't touch them. Oh, government agency, you can't touch the government. If they say you're an unfit parent, well then, God damn it, you're an unfit parent. Give me your child. Yeah, but what? There is no buts, God damn it. We're the government. We don't need you or your goddamn constitution telling us how to do our job. You didn't win the election. We did. So we're in power. You're an idiot. I don't understand this country sometimes. I just, God damn it, can't figure it out, man. This stuff, the more you read, the more you start learning about, you know, I mean, I knew our government was crazy. What government isn't crazy? Come on. Come on. I don't give a damn what government you are. I don't care what country you are. If you're a government, you're out of your damn frickin' mind. Just the way it is. However, What I have been uncovering, again, I was awake, but I still was in bed. I was awake, but I was in bed. I wasn't up. Didn't have a cup of coffee in my hand. Wasn't dressed. Wasn't outside. I was still in bed, but I was awake. Well, now my eyes are open. My coffee's drunk. I got my work boots on. I don't like it much. The more I find out, the more I wish I hadn't found out. But when it comes to lives, man, and people being treated like I don't really know what you could actually call it. I mean, you treat somebody like a number, I mean, they get better care than that. Then who gets put on the list? Who? What are the deciding factors? Are just people you think you can get away with it, so you just, you know, like they're your prey? Like a lion will go after the little baby water buffalo rather than the big daddy? Is that what it is? I don't get the mindset in this country. I'm sorry, I don't get it. Doesn't make any sense. Again, my brain cannot frickin' process this, man. I don't want it to, but I will not comply with this. This is ridiculous. But again, at the Massachusetts stupid state house on Saturday, May 24th, from 2 to 4 p.m., it looks like this guy, Jeffrey Cooner, the radio show host there in Boston, looks like he's going to be doing it every Saturday from 2 to 4 p.m. until she's brought home. Well, good for him. Good for him. I like this guy. I don't know anything about him, but I like him. Even if the son of a bitch is a Democrat, I still like him. All right, now, before we get in again, God, I'm never going to get the scuttlebutt of the day, much less open up my frickin' treasure chest and figure out what the hell's in there. Oh, God. But today is the last day for this show at 10 a.m. I am switching to 2000 tomorrow night. That's 8 p.m. for you liberals and landlubbers. I think I'm going to like it. I'm going to switch to 8. I'm going to try it. It's way past my bedtime because I get up at 4 o'clock in the frickin' morning. Crazy bastard, I don't know. So we're going to have to figure something out here. But I think I'm going to like it from 8 to 10 p.m. I can listen to the Jihad Network and switch on over. Gotta boom, bada bing. I got all day to figure out what the hell to talk about. Of course, you don't really need to do very much. Again, as long as there's one liberal on planet frickin' Earth, there's plenty of crap to talk about. There's enough bitching to go around for everybody. So, anyway, we'll see you back here tomorrow at 2000. Again, 8 p.m. for you liberals and landlubbers. Yeah. But it's going to be fun. We're going to give it a shot. Try it out. All right. This goddamned EPA, for the love of frickin' God, man. I have had it. I have frickin' had it with all these goddamn government frickin' agencies. My Lord. I don't think just because they're a government agency, they've got all of this power. No, you don't. No, you don't. Maybe you people might want to refer to this little document that I have in my hand. I know you've redacted the living hell out of it. But it still is our document. You people need to start reading it. And goddamn it, public. I'm sorry, but we've got to be not so accepting anymore. No. No. Government does not know best. Government knows least. But this goddamned EPA now, build a private pond on your own property. You can't do that. They don't like that. It doesn't matter what size it is. You can't do that. The EPA needs to come over and make sure that the water is safe, that it's not dirty. Really. So all the rivers and streams and lakes in this country that are already polluted, you can't go over there and give them a ticket? You got to come over here? Huh? With your goddamn Delta Force Commando Squadron to test my water? You can see, the guy says he's got, what, 4 pound in this pond. He's got like 4 pound trout, man. 4 pound brownie swimming in his goddamn pond. Imagine that. Oh, my God. What happens when you bring fish into the water? Well, I mean, you get birds and you get all kinds of stuff. You get frogs and salamanders and goddamn crawdads, all kinds of crap. You get life. You get nature. Aren't these people all about frickin' nature? Well, if they create it. Oh, like all the turtles you created. And then you had to kill them because there was too many of them. And then you had to shoot all those cows down in Nevada because, well, there was no grazing fees paid. So you're going to kill the cows from a helicopter because you were scared to death. This bull was attacking you when you were in a helicopter with a rifle. I see. I can understand. That's an acceptable shooting. I could see where the officer's life was in danger, and he needed to shoot that cow from a helicopter. I can see that. Son of a bitch probably got a promotion, too. We have got to cut back these government agencies. First of all, they don't get power. They make recommendations. That's it. They do not make policy. They do not make legislation. Don't we have a Congress for that? Let me see. Let me check out this document again. I know I got to look through all the black. It's all redacted. It's just torn up, burnt. Jesus Christ Almighty. Well, looks like we got it right here. A frickin' legislative branch. That's the first article of the Constitution. Huh. Well, it's still in there. I guess we can't follow it, though. I guess it's racist to follow the first article. I know it's racist to follow the First Amendment. Well, Andy and Katie Johnson, They live in Wyoming. Probably a nice couple. I've seen the video. They look like, you know, regular Joe Americans, man. No problem, no nothing. They love nature. They love, you know, they're Americans. They like freedom. They like beauty. Probably voted Republican and they found out about it. So now let's go target them. That's their mindset. Oh, you don't believe me? Oh, well, then no. So the IRS, oh, that's right. IRS was a phony scandal. And just a couple of rogue employees from Cleveland. I mean, from Cleveland, of all people. God damn it. Cleveland. Poor Cleveland. Can't get a friggin' break. Well, I've been to Cleveland. I can see why people make fun of Cleveland. But, you know, if you live in Cleveland, that's your home, man. That's your town. You should be proud of it. Cleveland rocks! But if you ain't from it, you know, you got to bust its chops a little bit. Kind of deserving. But Andy and Katie Johnson, Jesus Christ, come on. How do we get to her? Andy and Katie Johnson built a pond. How dare them build a pond? Bringing in wildlife, water. Can't have water. Well, why? Well, because it's not government-approved water. Oh, I see. Oh, okay, I get it now. Well, Andy and Katie Johnson built a pond on their property. Well, on their property. You hear that? Their property. Well, no, it's not. It's the government's property. You may have a title to it that says it's got your name on it, you know, a piece of paper. But the government still owns the land. They can do whatever they want to with it. And if you do not vote according to their plan, not yours, but to their plan, if you do not comply, well, then you must be targeted. You're the enemy. You're an enemy of the state because you do not want to be told what to do by the government. Every step of the way, when to get up, how to get up, what to do, when to do it, who to like, who to hate, what to eat, when to eat. I make my own goddamn decisions, man. I can't comply with that crap. Too many rules, man. Too many rules. But they built this pond on their property. And this was in 2011. So that's quite, what, 3 years? Wow. See, that Common Core map of mine is paying off. Built a pond on their property in 2011 to provide water for their cattle. Well, that's the goddamn problem. These bastards want to make their cattle drink. No. They should die of thirst. Jesus Christ almighty. Because they're not paying the government for the water. The government's not making any money off them. It's their land. So they want to supply water for their cattle. Well, they can't do that because the government's not making any money off of it. Property. Well, they don't want you to have private property. Again. I go back to Agenda 21. I know, I sound like a broken frickin' record, but that's what it is. That's all this stuff is. Every bit of it. This is a worldwide deal. We got a new facility right down here. We've already got one starter place in Islip, which is just a couple of towns away from me. But now we got it right down here. Right down the road here, from right by the Wyandanch train station. Well, that's what they're building up there. They're building more of these goddamn Agenda 21 skyscraping goddamn ghettos. You're gonna cram all these people into these buildings and keep them confined. Then you got everything right there, so they don't have to go outside of their little pod. They don't want you doing that. They want to keep you confined, so that way they have control over you. That way you don't get out of line. And you don't vote Republican. Instead of having people live, oh, we can't have that. We can't have all this freedom. Because then we don't have control. That's the whole goddamn point of freedom, you frickin' idiot. And the goddamn American people who keep voting this crap in, why they don't see it, why they don't get it, I don't know. I don't know. Because I'm not that goddamn smart. I may not be Albert Einstein, but I'm a far cry from Duffer Dumbutt. But you don't have to be that goddamn intelligent to figure this crap out. Again, I know, I know, I know. Common frickin' sense. Common sense isn't written. You can't write common sense. You just have to frickin' have it. And if you don't have it, first of all, you got no business running for office. And second of all, you got no business going into a voting booth and voting for people who don't have it. Because you don't have it. Because you have no idea what it is. Why? I don't know. Maybe you're lazy. Or maybe you were just born with less brain than everybody else. I don't know. I don't know. But I do believe liberalism is a... It's a disease kind of in a way, but it's a mental disease, which is lazy. It's a combination. It's a big stew. It's a lot of things. It is lazy. There's a lazy component to it. You would rather just take what that sweet cream off the top rather than scrape away and investigate all that sour milk underneath. That's where the reality is. But they don't want to do that. They don't want to face reality. Why should they face the reality? Well, because, well, reality hurts, man. You know, here I wanted rainbows and unicorns. And you gave me goddamn water buffaloes and gophers. So we're going to live in fantasy land. And I'm going to have unicorns and rainbows every day of the frickin' year. Well, okay, you go ahead, you do that. Knock yourself out, kiddo. Well, that's what it is. And it's contagious. Hey, look, if you can just get along to get along to get along, just go with the flow. Just go with the other sheep. I mean, look, you know, sometimes, yeah, being different, some people are different just to be different. Well, it's contrived. It's not real, and you can pick up on that. It's not real. And it's phony, and it's fake, like in the theater. You've always got somebody who's got to do some kind of shock value. Well, first of all, again, shock value is not shocking, and there is no value. Doesn't matter which way you do it, whether it's peace and love, contributing, or whether it's hate and discontent, either way. It's still not genuine. It doesn't come from the frickin' heart. And that's what it's about, man. People can pick up on that crap. They know when you're BSing them and when they ain't. But these people, they just accept it. It's a lot easier to believe a lie than it is to believe the truth. That is true. I've told a lot of whopper lies, but I'm honest with my lies. Because I'm going to tell you. You know, eventually I'll let you off the hook, but I mean, I let you know. I don't want to keep you, you know. I don't like to lie for deceit, because then you just feel guilty, and it's too much for my innards, and I can't take it. But I'll BS you until you're blue in the frickin' face. I don't care. But anyway, getting back to Andy and Katie Johnson, in 2011, built a pond so their goddamn cattle can drink. But now, the EPA wants to charge them. Take this down. Write this down. $75,000 a day for fines because of a pond. Now, what does that? Now, think about that. What does that money do? What would they need that money for? How is money going to solve the problem? Let's just say that this pond, if they don't get rid of it, if they don't get rid of the pond, how do you get rid of a pond? I don't know. Called Pond Busters? I don't know. I don't know how you can get rid of a pond. Well, you can cut off its supply. I know. I'm just... But, I mean, God damn it. It's freaking nature. They built this pond. They got fish in it. They got birds. They got animals. The cows drink. It's called the goddamn ecosystem. It's called freaking life, which is the EPA, the Environment Protective Agency. Well, it seems to me that these people are protecting the environment and creating more life by preserving the environment, by using it. Look, preserving it sometimes, I mean, you have to use it in order to preserve it. And that's what they're doing. They're using the land, which is what the land is for. $75,000 a day. Now, let's just say that this pond is a toxic soup, and they don't get rid of it. What is that $75,000 a day? What is that going to do? Would that fix the problem just because there's money in the bank? The problem just automatically goes away? What are you going to do with it? Well, they were not going to do anything. The EPA, they're not going to roll up their sleeves and clean out that toxic soup. No, they're going to leave it up to the guy. Well, if he doesn't do it, then what? Then it doesn't get done. You've got to pay $75,000 a day. What is that money going to do? The money's not going to do nothing but to punish. Why do you need to punish that hard? That's a little severe, don't you think? Don't you think that's a little severe? $75,000 a day? That's a little much. How did these people get... How are these people... Now, wait a minute. Let me see. I'm thinking it should be Article 3. Let me double check. Let me just... I'm, you know, because I'm kind of, you know, scatterbrained sometimes. So I want to make double... Right, there it is. Article 3, the judicial branch. Huh, let's read the judicial branch. FC says anything about the EPA in Article 3. Let's see. Nope. I don't see EPA anywhere in here. And Article 3 isn't that big. I mean, it's not that big of a... You know, it's not that big of an amendment. I mean, you would think that, you know, the EPA would be in here if they can decide who gets fined. Don't you have to go to court? And doesn't the judge have to say, okay, well, your fine warrants this. This is what it is. Don't you have to go to court before you can get fined? Don't you have to do that? Well, it looks like that's the case. I'm looking at the Constitution. That's what Article 3 says. I mean, I'm just, you know, I mean, I guess. Maybe I learned it wrong in school. I don't know. But how the hell can a government agency fine you? How in the hell is that constitutional? Why hasn't the American people stood up on that? Why is it taking us so goddamn long to bitch and piss and moan? Well, for whatever reason, it is. But it's time to put that in the past. Stand up. Put your man panties on and get to frickin' work. If it means you're going to have to step on a couple of toes, that's fine. Step on the sons of bitches. Need to slap a few people across the frickin' face, then do it. But if we're not going to stand up and defend ourselves, well then, I mean, we're asking for it. Thank you, sir. May I have another? Well, certainly. So the Johnsons, anyway, getting back to this, believed that they had done everything necessary to get permission for the pond. But you got to get permission. You can't build things on your own property. It's your own property. Look, I understand for safety reasons, I understand it. But those, first of all, those rules, those safety inspectors, that's a joke, and that's wrong. And they're very arbitrary. And they're ridiculous. And each inspector comes up and sees things completely different and gives you completely different tickets and fines. It's your property. And if you're going to build a house that falls in the wind, I don't know what to tell you. But if you want to go ahead and sell it, yeah, I can understand if you're going to sell it to the market that you need to make sure that the house is sound and is safe. I understand it. I get it. But if it's your house and you want to live in it, you should be able to live in it if you want to. It's your goddamn property. That's my point. I guess that's a libertarian in me, I guess. But you can't put me in no handbook. I'm independent. So some things I see, from everywhere. It's because if I like it, I like it. If I don't, I don't. I don't go by what my party likes. I don't go by what this person on TV likes. I don't go by this person over here, what he likes or what she likes or what anybody likes. I don't give a damn. If I like it, I like it. If I don't, I don't. But it's your property. You own it. And if you want to live in a freaking shack, live in it. If you want to get another pre-approved government house, then get it. But it's your property. Now, if you want to sell that property for people to live in, yeah, you're going to have to make it, suitable for people to live in. I understand that. Everybody understands that. But, I can also understand if you're really screwing up the ecosystem, you block it, you change the course of a river so you can build a pond. I can get it. But when you run a little runoff over there and you build yourself a nice little pond, it's not hurting anybody. They still got the same creek that it came from before. There's not a problem. You go through all these procedures. You got to get permission slips, and then you got to get inspectors, and you got to get this, and you got to get that. The Wyoming State Engineer's Office provided a permit and even stated in an April 4, 2013 letter to the Johnsons, all of the legal requirements of the state engineer's office that were your responsibility have been satisfied for the Johnson Stock Reservoir. Well, they didn't go through the EPA. Oh, that Gina McCarthy, she needs a new boat. Well, the EPA, they saw it differently and sent the Johnsons a January 30th notice informing them, the first letter they got saying from the Wyoming State Engineer's Office, this is in April 4 of 2013. Now, the next year, January, April is what, the fourth month? So 8 months later, the EPA, January 30th, notice informing them they had violated the Clean Water Act, which is, if you've ever read any parts of that stupid goddamn Clean Water Act, you accidentally get a mud puddle in your backyard, you could get a ticket. $75,000 a day until you repair that mud puddle. It's toxic. The environment. I believe that the EPA does need to regulate industry and the bigger projects. Well, I don't like the word regulate. Regulates too much. See, when you say regulate, that gives government the idea that they've got power. To them, the word regulate means power. I think that's the wrong word. They should make recommendations and go through a panel, go through a board, figure it out correctly. They should not have the power that they have. yes, there are some things that they can do and should do. We all agree with that. But they don't need a Delta Force. They don't need a commando squadron swooping in out of the frickin' trees in goddamn Chicken, Alaska to test the goddamn water. I'm still not leaving that one alone. And that's one of my very first stories that I covered when I started this program. I'm still not leaving that alone. I've been pissed off the EPA forever. Look, we all want a clean environment, but we don't have to destroy people's lives in order to get it, especially when it's not being destroyed as you think it is. But you'll go out and you'll kill all them bulls and all them cows and all them turtles to prove a point that you're in charge. Are you going to sit here and tell me about the EP frickin' A, about how environmentally protective they are? What are they protecting? They didn't protect the turtles. They didn't protect them cows. Certainly they don't seem to be to protecting humans, sending dogs on them, tasering them. Surprised they didn't shoot at them. Well, they couldn't because they were outnumbered by cowboys. Americans say, nah, you ain't going to be playing that game there. Uh-uh. Pack on off. Go back home, boys. Don't turn this into no goddamn OK Corral, because you will lose. So they rolled up their skirts and ran home. Well, they're coming back. That's why they got Harry Reid. He'll get to the bottom of it. He's a pretty powerful man there in Washington. So these people now, getting charged. $75,000 a day for building a pond. But they went through all the proper procedures. But now all of a sudden the EPA goes, wait a minute, that's got to be violating the Clean Water Act. Well, how do you know? Did you look at the pond? Oh, they don't need to. They don't need to inspect it. Oh, they found out they voted Republican. They're guilty. In their notice, the EPA cited the couple for the discharge of pollutants. Water. The discharge of pollutants. I wonder what that... Oh, the dredged or fill material. That's a pollutant. Dredging and fill material. Dirt. Rocks. That's a pollutant. Did you know that? Into waters of the United States for building a dam and for not getting a permit from the Army Corps of Engineers. Shut up with this. God damn it, I'm sick of this story already. I mean, this is the kind of crap that we just... Look, even if this guy did have a pond that was, $75,000 a day. People don't have $75,000 a day. How are they going to get the money? Huh? So what are they going to do? Well, if they can't pay it, I guess they got to go to jail. They got to be removed from society. If they don't pay these goddamn fines because they don't have enough money to pay these goddamn fines, because they stood up to the government and said, this is crap. I went through everything. I got this goddamn pond. I got 4-pound frickin' trout swimming in here. My cows are drinking. There's frogs, there's all kinds of birds, and we got ducks and geese. We got all kinds of stuff happening over here. This is the environment. This is healthy. Look at all the stuff that's growing around it. Look at all the stuff that's living around it. It seems to me that this is the only guy who is protecting the environment. The EPA certainly isn't. They want to tear down that pond. So where are the fish going to go now? What about the frogs? What about the salamanders? What about the birds and the ducks and the geeses? What about all these other animals? What about them and the cows? Now they can't drink. So what's supposed to happen now? All these animals, they have just got to die off? So you can prove a point that you're in charge? Government agency, you've got the power. You may have power, but you ain't got brains, and you ain't got common frickin' sense. So you need to shut up. It's a goddamn pond. It's a pond. I wonder if they tax nature. You know, sometimes like when volcanoes blow up, and, you know, ponds that weren't there now are. Ponds that were there are no longer there. Spirit Lake is coming back. That's my old stomping grounds. I watched Mount St. Helens blow up from my backyard. I remember that day explicitly. I had a great view. And we just went up the street, just one, not even a block. There was no blocks. It was a country road, so. Right out there from, went on the other side from the front yard. Perfect view. Seen the whole thing blow up. Seen the whole mountains. The whole mountains. All of them. The whole Cascade Mountain Range. We were only like, well, I think 35, 40 miles an hour. Or 45 miles an hour, you idiot. 35, 40 miles. Just the way the crow flies from the mountain. Just boom. We used to go up there all the time. One of my favorite places in the world. You got Swift Reservoir, Swift Creek up there, Cougar. All that area up there. Beautiful. Gorgeous country. So when one of these things, like even earthquakes, you know, sometimes can change the course of a pond or a lake or a river or a stream or whatever. So what do they do then? What does the EPA do then? Do they got to tear down that pond because it's illegal and there's nobody there to pay the fees and the fines? So what do they do? But if a human does it, well, then they got to charge them. So is it about the money or is it about the environment? And if this guy did create a pond that brought in 4-pound goddamn brown trout, how could you say he has polluted water? Just doesn't seem to bother the fish, doesn't seem to bother all the other birds, doesn't seem to bother anybody, doesn't seem to bother the goddamn cows. Doesn't seem to bother nature, but it bothers the EPA. Because this guy, they found out, voted Republican, the son of a bitch. Because you built a pond. They don't want that. Here's the reason why they don't want ponds. Why they don't want that on private property. One, they don't want private property because they have no control over you. Ponds and rivers and streams and that kind of stuff. Farmlands, pastures, any grazing, any kind of that stuff. Okay, they don't want water coming through there, so you'd be able to drink on your own and not have to pay the government for it. You can go fish and eat without having to pay the government for it. And you've got cattle on there, which you can kill one of them and chop it up and make some hamburgers and a roast and all kinds of stuff, ribs. They don't want that because they don't want you self-sustained. You are not supposed to be self-sustaining. You are supposed to be dependent on the government. That's what all this crap is about. That's what it's about. They don't want you self-sustaining. That's the new green goal, this goddamn Agenda 21. And all this Common Core, they just want to teach you just a certain skill. Whatever it is, they find out you're kind of good at this. Well, that's what you're going to do for the rest of your life. They're going to train you just to do that. That's what the Chinese do. Are we Chinese now? I mean, I like Chinese food, but I'm not Chinese. I don't have to think that way. I don't have to think like them to eat their food. I think like me. I don't think like anybody. I don't think like the whatever the American thought is. I think my thought. And my thought is free to think any goddamn way I want to, which is, if you want to get down to it, the American way. But you can't do that anymore. That's racist. Son of a bitch. The EPA gave them 30 days to hire an approved consultant to develop a plan subject to EPA approval for the work. They got to repond. I mean, what a joke. This is, God damn it, this is ridiculous. I mean, this is ridiculous. The Johnsons were given a 10 days to reply in writing that they would dismantle the pond and return the creek to its pre-pond state. So they took a creek that ran through there and they turned it into a big pond. Why not? So, everybody wins. Nature wins. Everything wins. What's the problem? Well, we don't know. I haven't been able to figure that out. Somebody's not making any money. Somebody's got to show the world how big and tough they are. Somebody's got to control the masses. Well, this is another way that they do it. And you want to tell me again, Mr. O'Reilly, that Nazism is not alive and well in America. Again, you do not need lightning bolts on your collar to be a goddamn Nazi. It's the idea of Nazism. It's control. It's tyranny. Power. That's what it is. And the only way to control the masses in the way that they want to control it, so they have total control, is to control them by all the government agencies. Now we've got the post office. So if you don't have enough postage for this letter that you've got in the mail, I guess they're going to shoot you. At least handcuff you and beat you with a stick. Speaking of which, we've got a tape today of this California cop. I mean, this woman. I mean, this chick, man. I mean, this girl. This girl, switch to Senka, sweetheart. You do not need to be drinking coffee on the job. But this woman is out of her frickin' mind. We're going to play it, if I can ever shut the hell up. Supposed to be a 15-minute deal. Has turned into a goddamn hour already. But the Clean Water Act. Well, if you read that, go ahead and find a way to read. We're going to get over this story because we got to move on. But read the Clean Water Act. They can nail you for any damn thing that they want to. And this is exactly why they're doing it. Just to simply show. Just to simply let you know that they are in control. Because they weren't in on the loop. Well, they didn't need to be in on the loop. The goddamn state of Wyoming. When are people going to understand that the states need to have their own sovereignty? That's the whole purpose for the government. That 10th Amendment is very important. And we're losing that amendment, too. The 10th Amendment, people don't seem to realize, is extremely important. That's going to keep us. That's going to keep us free. Now, if they get rid of that 10th Amendment, now Washington has total control over the entire country. Is that how you want it to be? I don't. There's reasons for it. There's reasons for it. Again, you had to have had to learn American history before you can have this conversation. But you can't. You cannot have this conversation with the liberal because they haven't learned history. They've learned things. But they haven't learned history. There were 13 individual vassals to England. They all had their own ways of life, their own rules, their own laws, their own regulations, their own way of life. Basically, almost 13 individual little countries, like Europe. They got a million of them goddamn countries, and each one of the bastards speaks a completely, totally different language. Jesus Christ, how the hell did that happen? I mean, some of these countries are even itty-bitties. I mean, goddamn Liechtenstein. I mean, that's like a city block. What the hell's the freaking point? You know, population of what, 4? Whatever. 13 individual vassals to England. Well, when they won the war and they were designing the government, They wanted to preserve those states, those ways of life, those laws, those rules, those regulations, so the people could still have their own way of life. Each colony, which is now a state, can still preserve their way of life. That way they don't have to change now. They don't have to conform to another way of life. Why? Because that's not the way they want to live. They want to live this way. But we can't have that anymore. Everybody's got to conform to the single way of living, and that's it. And if you don't comply, and if they can't program you, well, then they remove you from society. You are no good to them. That's Nazism, Mr. O'Reilly. But that Tenth Amendment is extremely important. Don't take that Tenth Amendment for granted. And these goddamn governors just seem to be, they can't wait to get into office to sell it. Go ahead. Oh, Mr. Governor, you want to buy the Tenth Amendment? Okay. All right. Give me some ducats. You can have it. No problem. I don't need it. Well, yeah, you do need it. And the people of each state need to start recognizing that. But see, they don't teach the goddamn Constitution in school anymore. I'm still a firm believer. In order to graduate high school, you must have, okay, fine, you want to go, you want to get the government fucking involved? But make sure they need to have a certain level of understanding of the Constitution. Otherwise, I don't care what your color is. I don't care where you came from. I don't care what your name is. I don't care what your sex is. I don't care nothing about you. If you can't explain the Constitution, you don't have to be a constitutional scholar, but you need to have some level of understanding of the document. Otherwise, I'm sorry, kid, but you do not get your goddamn high school diploma. Period. And you must wait till you're 21 before you vote, because at 18, 19, and 20, you're a freaking baby, and you're an idiot. But they need to go back to teaching the Constitution in the schools. That way, maybe when people are running for office after they get out of school, they're out there and they're in the world and they're voting, well, they can have a better understanding of why they're voting and who they're voting for and why they're voting for them. But do they know? Just vote for the Democrats, whatever they say, because Republicans are evil. That's all you need to know. Just vote Democrat. And don't talk politics at all. Just accept whatever is given to you from the government. They know best. We know nothing. We are their little sheeple. I'm nobody's goddamn sheep. All right, let's move on. $75,000 a day. I mean, this is ridiculous for a pond. They built the pond. It's not toxic water. Guy's out there fishing in it. Fish, he ain't dying. The cows ain't dying. Nobody's dying. There's nothing but life. All right, let's open up my treasure chest here. See what kind of booty we can scrape up today. Oh, here it is, right on top. This goddamn California cop. I mean, this woman. I mean, completely loses all perspective on what her frickin' job description is. And this is far too often. I'm sick of stories like this. Again, I want to go back to having, faith and trust in the police department. I can't. I don't anymore. I didn't run away from them. They pushed me away. I'm sorry, not for nothing, but I can't accept this kind of stuff anymore. Because they've got a badge, and they've got a gun. Now they have all the power. They can be the judge and jury. They don't need to go to Congress. They don't need to go to court. They don't need to go in front of a judge. I guess they've got a magic pen like the president does too, huh? Is that what it is, cop? Well, we're gonna play this today. You'll be the judge. God damn it. High risk label from feds puts gun sellers in Banks' crosshairs. So they're telling these banks that if they do business with these gun shops, well, don't expect very much from us and a bunch of fines and audits and all kinds of good, nasty, dirty, rotten, miserable things that can happen to you. So the banks say, well, I can no longer do business with you because you sell guns. No, that's not. That's not infringing on the Second Amendment. No. No, that's no. No problem. Nope, nope. Perfectly legal. Here it is. I just read the Constitution, and I'm the Attorney General, and it says right here that I can do whatever I want. White House says Obama only learned of the VA waitlist scandal when he was watching television. I wonder if they broke into the Kim Kardashian show. I wonder if that's how he found out about it. You think maybe they'd break in on the Kim Kardashian show? Think maybe they'd break into the Kim Kardashian show to report this? There's a VA scandal? Is that how you found out about it there, Barry? Huh? Idiot. Sandra Fluke back again. God damn it. Did anybody see that stupid ad she's got out now? It says she fought Rush Limbaugh and won. And it says something like, imagine what she would do in Sacramento. I mean, you get that. She's got there's a pair of boxing gloves on the corner there. And it's like, oh, come on. I mean, come on. Like, she's really fighting. What does she do? First of all, she lied. Birth control, $4,000 a freaking year for birth control, sweetheart. Like, well, that's a common core math. What is, you know, she, it's not her fault. It's the way she was taught. It's like, shut up. I'm sorry, but this one, and she's a little old to still be in law school. Maybe she just can't hack it. Maybe she's had to repeat the years over and over and over again. What's taking you so goddamn long to graduate there, sweetheart? And now you figure you can't graduate, so now you're going to start running for state senator in California? California is stupid enough to vote for you. I mean, they'll vote for goddamn Nancy Pelosi. Jesus God, what a stupid, stupid human being that is. I'm still pissed at Mother Nature. I think Mother Nature owes us an apology and an explanation of how she could possibly put that much goddamn stupid into one living creature. I want an apology from Mother Nature. That's unacceptable. GOP raises concerns over showing of an anti-Koch brothers movie in the Capitol. Well, they can, come on. I mean, it's the Koch brothers, so that means that you can, and the Koch brothers aren't giving any money to the Democrats. God damn it, don't these people get it? They're okay to target them. They're okay to attack them. And you can make up laws specifically restricting the Koch brothers from earning a living. You can do that. God damn it. I mean, the Koch brothers are giving out $30 million. But this George Soros, the reports that I've got, he's going to be giving out over $40 million. So where's the outrage from Harry Reid on that one? Well, we don't have it. As long as you're giving money to Harry Reid, well, then you're fine. Then you're good. And if you're not, well, then you must be punished. You must be removed from society. This is their goal. You do not comply to their ways, they're going to get rid of you. What is that Nancy or Nancy? Valerie Goebbels? Let's read her quote again. This is Valerie Goebbels here. If you don't know who I'm talking about, it's Valerie Jarrett. But I call her Valerie Goebbels. After we win this election, it's our turn. This is after we win it. They've already got it pre-voted for anyway. That's the only way a goddamn Democrat can win, if they haven't pre-voted for. Everything's already counted, just got to go through the day. After we win this election, it's our turn. Payback time. Payback? Oh, aren't you big and tough? We're going to give you payback. Well, I mean, this is a kind of, this, I mean, people didn't pick up on this. People heard it, but oh, well, that's, you know, it's just Valerie, you know. As long as she's attacking the Tea Party, because they're haters. So it's okay to hate a hater. Everyone not with us is against us. And they better be ready, because we don't forget. Ooh, those are tough words there, Valerie. Well, you know what, sweetie? I don't forget either. See, I'm not a Christian, so I don't have to forgive or forget, and I don't. So I'm just like you, sweetie. Huh? God, idiot, shut up. What the hell is this? The ones who helped us will be rewarded. The ones who opposed us will get what they deserve. I mean, the goddamn arrogance of this broad. I mean, you don't say that kind of stuff. I mean, you're the governing class. You don't make comments like that. Did the media cover it? No. Well, Fox said something about it. There was people on the, you know, chattering about it. Imagine if George Bush would have said that. After we win this election, Karl Rove, think of Karl Rove would have said this. Think of, just imagine, I'm going to read this again, and you just imagine this is Karl Rove. Karl Rove. This is a quote from Karl Rove. After we win this election, it's our turn. Payback time. Everyone not with us is against us, and they better be ready. Because we don't forget. The ones who helped us will be rewarded. And the ones who opposed us will get what they deserve. Imagine if Karl Rove said that, or Dick Cheney. Imagine if Dick Cheney would have said that one. God damn! But because it's a Democrat, and they're talking about the Tea Party and the hateful right, then it's okay. Society has deemed it okay. You can hate the right. Just can't hate the left. As long as you're a Democrat, well, then you're all right. You know, you're on the right side. You'll be protected. Oh, look at this. An ad company. They take down the Southern Secession billboard. Well, look, this talk about secession. Okay, it's been chattering for a while, but it's starting to heat up. And I think maybe, I mean, I don't want to see it, but maybe that's what it's going to take is for a state to actually get very serious about it, and then a couple other states get serious about it. And then if they don't get it fixed, then do it. Maybe that's what it might take. I don't know. I'm kind of hoping that we don't have to go down that road. But again, you know, human nature, man. It's human frickin' nature. They can't solve their goddamn problems unless they have a frickin' war. It's absolutely ridiculous. But, look, I mean, again, you can only push people so far, man. Well, libs, you've been pushing for too far and for too frickin' long. So back off and all will be well. You start teaching in your goddamn public schools the goddamn Constitution, but before you do that, you need to learn it yourself. There's no excuse for these teachers to be in a goddamn classroom and these principals to manage these teachers without having some understanding of this document, and they don't have it, and they refuse to teach it. But they got to take away your land if you built a pond with 4-pound brown trout in it. That's a hell of a fish, man. I'd love to have that, man. I'd be fishing out there every day, absolutely. Nope, can't have it. The environment is thriving. It's our goal to destroy it. We're the EPA. Well, look at this. White House won't say if Obama kept promise to return 5% of his salary. See, he was going to do that in solidarity to the sequester. You remember that? Yeah. One person got laid off. One. The big sequester. So that's probably why Obama didn't give $20,000. Because there was only one that lost their job. You know, not that many. 91.5 million other ones have lost their jobs too, Mr. Obama. You should give up your whole goddamn salary. Actually, you're in debt. You want to get right down to it. You owe the American people. First of all, you owe the American people damn near $1 trillion on your first frickin' stimulus package. $850 billion, whatever it was, 700 and this, whatever. Whatever the number is, whatever the government says it is, you know it's going to be frickin' more. Doesn't matter. Look, you're in the hundreds of billions. That's a lot of money. Not for nothing. $700, $800 billion, I mean, at that point, come on. That's a lot of money. You owe that back, Mr. Obama. All right, let's get into this cop here now. Now, it doesn't have video, but you can make out what it is. It's a man and woman sitting in the front car, and it looks like in the front car. They're sitting in their car. The man's driving, and the woman is in the front seat. She's the one who looks like she's operating the camera. And it's a female cop that comes up. Evidently, they're in a rent-a-car or something like that. So here it is. It's only about a minute long. And you will hear. You're going to hear. This is why people are no longer having respect for the law enforcement. So law enforcement, if any of you are out there by chance that are listening, and you want to know why people are starting to no longer respect you, this is why. This is a training tape for the cops. This is what not to do. So this is a cadet tape. This is what not to do, cadets. So go ahead and play this cop.
Where are you guys going from here?
What was the problem? Why did you pull me over?
Why did I pull you
yes.
over? Because we have a lot of problem with fraud rental cars in here.
Uh-huh.
And I see you guys all split when I come into the lot and the gate, the way you guys were parked. So I just want to make sure that
is
it was
this
a
one fraud?
Rental. No.
Oh, okay.
No, you're fine.
Okay. So I'm free to go, right?
Yeah, you're free to go.
Okay, thank you.
All right,
appreciate
where are you guys
it.
Heading?
I'm being detained or I'm free to go?
No, I'm asking you a question, but you can be pulled out of the car and I can search it if you really want.
How is that?
Any way I want. Doesn't
why
mean I can
go?
Use what I find, but I can do it. So you want to do that? You want to play that game a little hard ass or you want to go
nah,
back to Richmond?
No, all I'm saying is...
Don't talk shit,
I'm not talking
you guys
shit.
Are all over there, a bunch of tatted up gangsters and everything, hanging out.
I'm not a gangster.
Like, yeah, but you're all tatted up. You're sitting there...
My son's name? My
you know
son's
what?
Name?
You can't even park the damn car right. You're over there. She's all tatted and everything else. She's not even from around here, all right?
I was taking
so don't
a,
come here and talk
I was
shit.
Taking a picture. How am I talking shit to you, officer?
You're talking shit. Am
no,
I being detained
it.
Or what?
You
I told you
mind.
You could go, right?
You,
so go.
All right.
Get the fuck out of here.
All right.
Yeah, you're a real classy broad there, sweetheart. I mean, what the hell? I mean, not for nothing, though. I mean, not for nothing. This stuff is far too many times. I am sick and tired of this crap, but I got to talk about this crap. Look, we all want a police force. But Jesus Christ, lady. Come on. She was instigating it. She wanted to get that arrest. This is their goal. They go out, and if there is no problem, they instigate a problem. They create a problem just so they can arrest them. Look at me. My numbers are up. Look at all the arrests I made. Oh, I'm sure to get Sergeant here anytime soon. Now, that's not what it's about. You people obviously do not understand your position as police. But see, everybody who's got a piece of paper now, they're in control. They've got all the power. Again, I know I sound like a broken frickin' record. It's all about trickle-down tyranny, man. Starts from the top. And everybody's got to be a tyrant. And the more they can tyrannize, well, the higher in the tyrant status, I guess, they think they go. I don't know. But the only tyrant you should be is over yourself. Be a tyrant to yourself. In other words, get yourself squared away. But don't worry about other people. You don't like the way people speak? Well, then go over to a bunch of people that you do like the way they talk. You don't like this? Well, then go over there. I'm sorry, cop, but bad job. And this is far too many of them. They're trying to instigate problems just so they can get an arrest. And look at me. Look at the job that I've done. Yeah, you've done a real bang-up job. Look at all the people that they've got thrown in jail for just crap. Look, I'm not saying that we should, release all all the prisoners like they did with the illegal aliens, you know, the child rapers, the murderers, drunk drivers, really bad guys. Since they're illegal, they're free to go because it's racist. But if you're an American, no, you're not free to go. I mean, I just don't understand where the mindset is in this country and how we allowed this to get to this point and why there isn't the biggest, why isn't there a bigger outrage over this? Are people really afraid to acknowledge? I don't know. I can't freaking figure it out. Does it make any sense to me at all? I see it plain as day. So I can't understand how other people cannot see this. That drives me nuts. Especially when it's right out there in the frickin' open. All right, let's get into this here now. Oh, my God, where the hell the time has gone? Boom, bada, boom, boom, boom. Well, that's what happens with these goddamn liberals. They get you sent off. You can never shut up about them. There's just too many problems everywhere. This war is a multifaceted war. And it is a war. You can call it whatever you want to call it. But at the end of the day, it's a freaking war. We're not killing each other yet, which I hope we don't get down that road. But there still is war, nevertheless. And there's lots of them. Little battles. All over the place. The goddamn Bill of Rights is... I mean, there are just endless battles. Just with the First Amendment. Forget about the rest of them. Just the First Amendment alone, there's countless battles. The Second Amendment, my Lord, the amount of battles are over that. The Fourth Amendment, Jiminy Christmas, I mean, you could go on for days. None of the Tenth Amendment, there's no Tenth Amendment anymore. I don't know what that is. Tenth Amendment. States don't have any power. No, the king has the power now. King owns the states. And what the hell do we have a governor for? Why do we have a state legislature? Why do we have this? Huh? I guess so people can get a job? Oh, take more money out of the private sector there. I see. That'll build the economy. Take all the money out of the private sector and put it right on into the public sector. High-risk label from feds puts gun sellers in banks' crosshairs. That's their title. That's the headline. Well, the gun retailers say that this Obama administration, with the help of the Attorney General, are putting hands, or weapons, in the hands of Al-Qaeda, Mexican drug cartels, illegal aliens, anybody else that they can find, as long as they're not American. Now, how is this man allowed to get away with this? Why do we not have a responsible enough Congress who recognizes this? You and me recognize this. How can little old people like us recognize this crap, but the goddamn government can't? Well, they obviously do, but they're afraid to say anything. Why? Are you guilty of it too? Then why do we keep voting these people in? Why do we not have a responsible enough media? Who should be responsible enough to stay away from the political side of it? Stop getting yourself all wrapped up into one political party so you're going to taint all your stories to fit a particular party. Why don't you go out there and just record the facts? Then you come back to us and then you tell us. It's called a report. You give us a report of the facts that you found. Don't worry about what party they are. Just give us the facts. Give us the news. But we don't have that. These political parties they're buying media. They buy up a newspaper. They buy up a magazine. They buy up this. They buy up television. They buy up that. This is another reason why I just simply cannot stand parties. There's no reason for them. I want to vote on the individual. I don't want to vote on a party. You tell me what you are. You tell me what you're about. I'll make my decision whether I like you or not. I'm not going to vote for you because of a party or because of a not party or because of this. I want to know what you're going to do. Tell me you. You sell me you, I'll buy. But if you're not going to sell me you, I'm not interested. Not interested. But this Obama administration is trying to put these gun shops out of business. Of course they are. They don't want Americans getting guns. Only the illegal aliens and Al-Qaeda can get guns. God, don't you people get the rules, man? But they're trying to take these places out of business with regulations, investigations. They got to investigate. What do you need to keep coming in here and investigating for? They bypass Congress. They don't need a Congress anymore. They're a government agency. Once you're in a government agency, you don't need Congress. No. You don't need a judge. No. You don't need a cop. No. You can just make the rules up, and you can punish, and you can fine these people. You can take them out of business. Take away their opportunity to earn a living. So if people don't have an opportunity to earn a living and they starve to death, wouldn't that be murder? I'm going to go ahead and say it is. They can kill the vets by putting them on these secret lists. They can kidnap your children, lock them up in a frickin' room with no medical attention, no human contact, left there to die. No problem. That's no problem. But if your cattle drinks, well, we're going to have to shoot it. 2011, regulators have increased scrutiny on banks' customers. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation in 2011 urged banks to better manage the risks of their merchant customers who employ payment processors. You know, the people like PayPal and that kind of thing. So the government's out there attacking them now. If they do business with these gun shops, well, the FDIC, which is a joke, listed gun retailers as high risk. They're high risk because they're a gun retailer. High risk for what? What would they be a high risk for? Because you're a gun retailer, that means you're a high risk to do what? Kill a bunch of people? They would be high risk to what? High risk, along with porn stores and drug paraphernalia shops. Because you own a gun shop. You're now in the porn business and the drug paraphernalia business. I mean, why do they connect these? How do they? Obviously, it's arbitrary, and the fact is that they're gun retailers. This is obvious they're going after gun retailers. Meanwhile, the Justice Department, what Justice Department? What Justice Department? Where? We got an Attorney General? We do. Oh, the guy that's in contempt. That's right. I forgot about him. Huh. He's still around? Huh. Meanwhile, the Justice Department has launched Operation Choke Point. All right, enough of these stupid frickin' names for these stupid frickin' operations. The Justice Department has launched Operation Choke Point. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. Who comes up with this? Who's the goddamn idiot that came up with that? Operation Choke Point. A credit card fraud probe. Well, I could have just said a joke right there, but I didn't. I still have a little bit of class left in me, and I'm going to move on. Focusing on banks and payment processors. The threat of enforcement has prompted some banks to cut ties with online gun retailers, even if those companies have valid licenses, great credit histories. No problems whatsoever. They're great customers. Never had a problem one. Well, the administration has very clearly told the banking industry with customers they feel represent reputational risk. That's interesting. Reputational risk. You don't want to get a bad reputation with the government. which customers they feel. Not what you feel, but what they feel. That's all that's important. Which customers they feel represent reputational risk to do business with. So financial institutions are reacting to this extraordinarily bizarre, crazy enforcement by being ultra-conservative, meaning they're not doing business with any of these companies. I can't do it. They're turning away business. They're no longer doing business with these companies. You know what? I think these goddamn banks, I think somebody needs to stand up and say, you know what? This is BS. I'm going to still give these guys credit. I'm still going to do business with these people. They're not disobeying the law. And they've been a good customer for me. I'll be damned if I'm just going to just throw them out. I'm not going to do that. Screw the frickin' government. But we don't get people like that. Everybody's afraid. Whoa, we don't want that government coming down. They want them coming down on me. Well, that's the problem right there. If you're afraid of your government, that's the problem. That's the goddamn problem. Look, you don't have to kill them. You don't have to go to war with them. But you can't sit there and let them pounce on you. You can't accept this crap anymore. We've got to start putting better people in office. We've got to start vetting people. We've got to start finding these people. We're out there. You're out there. I'm out here. We're all out here. But we got to find each other, man. We got to start putting people in office that matter, that make a difference, that care about certain things like this Constitution, which, I mean, I can't even say that word in public anymore. I'm afraid I'm going to get in trouble. Somebody finds out I'm talking about the Constitution. Well, I mean, they're going to have to get the police involved, start questioning me, finding out what the hell, why I'm talking about it. Find out if I'm any kind of a threat. They'll have to search me. Find out I don't have any guns on me. No, Mr. O'Reilly, Nazism isn't alive and well. It'll never come into the United States. Ever, never, never. No way will Nazism ever come into the United States, Mr. O'Reilly. You're right, sir. You're absolutely 100% frickin' correct. Shut up. All right, let's get into this stupid story here. Oh, my God. We've got 25 minutes. We'll cover the rest. We'll get through all this stuff here today. For a while there, I didn't think I was going to get anywhere. But the White House says Obama only learned of the VA waitlist scandal on television. He learned that from the IRS, Fast and Furious, all these scandals. That's how he finds out things. He doesn't have, I don't know, important people that, tell him things. Don't you have any people that know some of this stuff, huh? Don't you have meetings? You had all these meetings with the IRS. How come you didn't? How you didn't know that they were doing this? All those meetings you had with the IRS, since when was the last time a president had that many meetings with the IRS? Well, that's inconsequential. That doesn't really mean anything. That doesn't suggest anything at all. That's a right-wing conspiracy. Presidents don't meet with the IRS. Maybe once for whatever reason, but not as many times as this president met with the IRS. But doesn't the president meet with his attorney general? How did the president not know that the attorney general was doing this gun running operation? So that would mean then, if the president didn't know that the attorney general was doing this, that would mean that the attorney general was insubordinate. Wouldn't he be a rogue employee? So why didn't the president then fire the attorney general for going rogue and giving guns into the hands of very, very, very bad people, the Mexican drug cartels that like to kidnap people and murder them, They like to rape little girls. And they're rapers. They're rapers. They're a raper group. That seems to be the thing to do. You kill the men and rape the women. That's big and tough. That's a big man. He's a raper and a killer. That's impressive. Ooh. But that's who these people are. We want to give these people weapons. And Al-Qaeda, they're a bunch of rapers too. You don't believe me? If Ambassador Chris Stevens was alive today, he'd be able to tell you. And why isn't Ellen out there? Why wasn't she talking about this? Wasn't Chris Stevens, wasn't he a homosexual? Where were you, Ellen? How come you weren't throwing a big fit? They killed one of your own. Huh? They killed one of your peeps. He's in your group. Maybe if he was a lesbian, then you would have been upset. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm just guessing here. And I don't mean to be picking on old Ellen, but I'm just making a freaking point. These are humans. These are people. We have this thing in our society that if you're not in the right group, it doesn't matter if you die or not. So what? What does that mean? You're not in the right group. Why should I care about you? So what, you die? You're a veteran? Yeah, you're a gun carrying. You're according to Dianne Feinstein, you're mentally ill. So what do I care if you die, you gun-toting, mentally ill freak? You're a child. What the hell do we care about you? You should have been an abortion, you little brat. Now get the hell away from me. I mean, what kind of society do we live in today, for Christ's sakes? What the hell are we doing to each other? Why? What's the prize for all of this? There isn't any. If you think there is a prize for at the end of this, no, you're mistaken. The prize you are going to get is not the prize that you think you're going to get. We need to stop with this crap. I mean, what they're doing to our children and our veterans, these people, those people, all these groups, we're people, for Christ's sakes. We're Americans. We got one frickin' race. That's American. That's it. We come in every frickin' flavor, every color, every religion, every size, every shape. And it's high time we start getting a little bit more back to that. If we're going to be united, really truly united, if we're truly going to be equal, we must consider ourselves equal. And you got to consider yourself equal first. You're equal. We're all equal. We're Americans. That's it. We're human. That's it. So you get the same care as everybody else. Doesn't matter what your group is. No more groups. There are no more groups. There's no more hyphenated Americans of any frickin' kind. No more this community or the Latin community, the homosexual community, the this community. No more communities. No more hyphenateds. We're Americans. And goddammit, what the hell they're doing with the VA, this is absolutely unacceptable. I mean, you don't do that. Again, it doesn't matter that they're veterans or not. It doesn't matter. They're people. They're freaking people. And this goddamn stupid freaking secretary, that goddamn idiot, Jay Carney. I mean, what a just a little creep, little runt. I just want to slap him, just repeatedly, across the face. Bam, 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 bam. Shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up. But Jay Carney said the president didn't know about this Veterans Administration scandal until he saw the news. He was watching MSNBC. I wonder if he was watching the Ed Show. Earlier in the day, a report emerged showing that the VA itself warned Obama's transition team about it after the 2008 election. So while he was still a candidate, and then when he won, they were telling him about it. Well, again, this is not just a Obama thing. Not just a George Bush thing. This is a government thing. This should never have... This is a story that never should have been written. The story right here never should have been written. Justina Pelletier, never should have heard of her. Justina who? Who the hell is that? Never heard of her. Never should have heard of her. Absolutely unacceptable. Unacceptable. But this is a government thing. So here they are in the transition team. They're warning him. Barack. Yeah, the VA is a real freaking mess. Nobody's getting help. We got problems here. We got problems there. It's a goddamn disaster. Okay, well, first of all, it never should have gotten to that point. I mean, these are hospitals, for Christ's sakes. These are doctors. Isn't there anybody that can run a freaking hospital? How do all these other hospitals run? Well, they're not run by the government. The government needs to get out of the health business. They need to get definitely need to get the hell out of the goddamn education business. They have no freaking idea what the hell they're doing with that. That's unacceptable. That's ridiculous. Government has absolutely no goddamn business whatsoever of having anything to do with education, health care, anything. You know what your job is, Mr. Government? Here's your goddamn job. You take out that dusty old document there called the United States Constitution, and you dust it off. And you start at the top, and you go all the way down to the very frickin' bottom. That is what you do, Mr. Government. That's it. You don't get these government agencies like the EPA who's going to hand out little pawn tickets. $75,000 a day they're going to tax them and fine them and punish them. Which, no, you don't do that. You're not a judge. EPA are not judges. You can't fine anybody. You got to go to court first. You got to prove that you're guilty. But as long as you're with the EPA, well, you know, you've got that power. You got a badge, and you got a piece of paper with your name on it, and you do press conferences. So they got to be important. Ooh. I'm not afraid of that stupid EPA. We need to rebel on all these goddamn agencies. If you're going to have an agency, well, have a purpose for it other than to take control. The education, Department of Education, which was created by that stupid Jimmy Carter. The education system in this country has been going to pot ever since. And you still want the government to control it. Why? It doesn't work. So why do you want to continue having the government control it? Question you have to ask yourself. You have to answer that question yourself the next time you go into the goddamn voting booth. Do I really want this government controlling any more of my life? Do I want them controlling every frickin' aspect of my life? No, I do not. And no, I will not comply, and then vote accordingly. Obama and his stupid little surrogates have claimed that he earned, or he learned, of several other scandals from broadcast. Yeah, I was reading the newspaper. Just reading the newspaper, drinking coffee, you know, in the morning, having my orange juice and bacon and eggs with Michelle. She's having a tofu sandwich, and we're just sipping on some orange juice and coffee. Well, look at this. I'm reading the morning newspaper. Look at this. There's an IRS scandal. Where did this come from? I was just talking to them guys the other day. They never said anything about it. Operation Fast and Furious. What the hell is that? My attorney general didn't tell me anything. Why did he not lose his job? Obviously, the president was complicit in the deal. What president of any kind, of any company, of anything, is going to have one of their subordinates go ahead and just do a gun-running operation that was failed to, from the just goddamn conception of it? The absolute conception was a complete failure. At the very beginning, the very moment, the very thought of it was a failure. So this guy goes behind your back, you're not knowing about it. You're the president of the United States. Just imagine, you're the president of the freaking United States. Used to be the most powerful goddamn country in the world. Where we are now, I don't know. Liechtenstein can come over and take us over now. A little Boy Scout troop could come over and take us over now. Shit. We don't have a military anymore. You can't wear those "Don't Tread on Me" flags. That's racist. Damn, Gadsden's wears a Navy Jack. You can't wear that. It's got a snake on it. It says "Don't Tread on Me." You can't wear that. That's offensive. That's racist, you goddamn criminal. You must be removed. Remove the prisoner. Look, if the president is only finding this stuff out by the newspapers and the magazines and the television programs, we've got much bigger problems than the president being incompetent. His entire goddamn staff is incompetent. He doesn't have any advisors. Valerie, she didn't know what was going on. The chief of staff, he didn't know what was happening. None of these guys knew. Nobody knew nothing. Nobody thought enough to get on the horn and say, "Hey, there's a big scandal that's brewing." Yeah. Please. They all knew what the hell was going on. They were all complicit in it. They were all in on it. They were all together. Look, there's far too many of these freaking scandals. I mean, IRS should get in. Just that one scandal alone could get a president impeached. Just that one alone. Nixon tried it, but nothing ever happened. IRS told him to go screw himself. But he got in goddamn impeachment hearings. This guy goes ahead and does it and is still doing it today. And he's trying to change the goddamn Constitution so he can continue doing it. Where's his impeachment hearing? Well, we got Trey Gowdy doing another hearing, which is good for him. I mean, you know how I feel. I do love Trey Gowdy. I trust Trey Gowdy. I trust him to find out the information, but the problem is I don't trust the government. I don't trust the system. I don't trust John Boehner. Don't think for one second that old Johnny Boehner ain't going to try to put all kinds of screws to Trey Gowdy. Hopefully Trey's got enough in him to stand up and just slap the bastard across the face and do it anyway. If there's anybody in Congress that will do it, it would be him. I am your ally, Mr. Gowdy. I am your friend. I do give you support. Just please, don't break my heart. I can't take any more of you guys. I can't fall in love with these guys anymore and have them break my freaking heart. Daryl, I say you're done, dude. You're done. You broke my heart. All of you. John Boehner, well, I mean, I never really was in love with you anyway. I guess I was in like with you. But I'm done with you a long time ago. All of you. Take McConnell, McCain, the whole smash. Lindsey Graham, get them all. You all need to go. I don't buy this crap that they don't know anything. How can you continue using that? Let's say you were a CEO of a big company, and your company, all your officers are out there doing all this kind of illegal activity, and you get into court and you say, "Well, yeah, I didn't know nothing. I just found out about this stuff when I was reading the newspaper. I didn't know anything." You think the judge is going to let you go? Think the jury is going to sit there and go, "Okay, yeah, well, he didn't know what was happening." Of course you did. That's not, look, at some point, somebody has to be held accountable. And if that somebody is a lot of people, then that's fine. But the accountability right now has to come within us. We have to take accountability. We have to take the responsibility to fix it. This is our fault for allowing this to continue. Every time we go into the voting booth, and we voted for more of it, and 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 we could see that we're going to get more of it. We bitch and piss and moan about it, but then we go into the voting booth and we vote again for it. And then when we get out of the voting booth, we bitch about it all the way home. Well, why didn't you vote for it? Well, I don't want to rock the system. You know, I want to keep the friends that I got. I want to, you know, the social club. I got to keep membership there. I want to keep my job. Plus, it's all right. I mean, the government, you know, they've got their reasons. But no, That's not acceptable. Yeah, the government does have their reasons. It's to take control, to take power. Why are people so afraid to have to be in control of themselves? Isn't that what we're supposed to do? I don't know. That's me. I know that. They knew what the hell was happening. Oh, my God, look at this frickin' dime. That's all right. That's all right. Well, I want to thank everybody who was listening here today that was putting up with me. Looks like there's a few people that I don't recognize. Lisa Skender. Never heard of her, but welcome aboard the program. Vito, of course, Vito Esposito. Mama Mia No Sharia. That's a great show. Monday night at 6 p.m., you got to listen to it. I can now listen to Mama Mia No Sharia and then go into my show. So I'm going to like this 8 o'clock slot. I think I'm going to like it. We're going to give it a shot. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. What can I do? So anyway, Vito, I want to thank you very much. Lisa, thank you very much for listening. Everybody else who's on your smartphones and all those that are going to download later, I want to thank everybody for listening. And again, tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Goodbye, everybody. Liberty call. Liberty.